The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 1st, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You Studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio, and also available on all podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979 when I opened. And joining me is Clint Powell, who is, of course, the guru of the common man, but he's also been elected to the president Association of Water Buffaloes of East Ridge.
Oh, look at you reading something off a card you brought in. You actually took time to write that up and type it up.
Because of last week's show, you were nominated for the Water Buffalo president of East Ridge.
I have to remind me, you forget, I don't have really good short-term memory or long-term memory or any kind of memory. So I'm assuming that we talked about water buffalo last week.
I assume that I called you a water buffalo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
To Dr. Daring.
Right. Yeah. I forgot. Sure. You were one of those compliments you were giving me last week.
Yeah.
The water buffalo.
Yeah.
Am I still the PhD of East Ridge or Waffle House, though?
Waffle House.
Okay, good.
Your master's degree at Portofino. You might rise to the level if you go there a few more times.
Okay. Give me a doctorate there. I'm going for it.
All right. Cool. Hey, I want to talk about really quickly about a new place I ate.
Oh, okay.
Five and Dime, because I want to talk about where I feel like you can eat as healthy as possible, and because it's not easy. And there's a lot of restaurants that have a lot of unhealthy food, but it doesn't matter if they have 15% healthy. That's what I look for. So Five and Dime is where the old Beast and Barrel used to be down off of, across from Walgreens there near the bridge, the Walnut Street Bridge.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right there on the corner.
Yeah.
My friend
was
Brian,
that the North Shore was over there too?
Yes, North Shore. And I really enjoyed it. And why I did, they only had a few things I liked, but the absolute killer that I cannot wait to go back for is a plate of cauliflower in about 14 different exotic cheeses. It tasted better than any macaroni and cheese I've ever had. And so I'm getting all of my cruciferous vegetables and thinking I'm getting macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Fantastic.
So Five and Dime, I recommend them highly. You get to sit in the bar area and get to look outside the street, all the cars, all the people, and it is a cool place.
Oh, good.
Recommending
good
Five and Dime. I want to announce that the blood testing with Be Well has now moved to its new location. I just visited 5 minutes before I came over here.
How is it?
Unbelievable, amazing. I told her, breathtaking.
Good.
I went that building went from a D minus on a report card to a plus. Let me tell you, Don Toddy, who's the decorator, is one of the most talented people I've ever seen. She decorated our wellness corner. She did a lot with the Nutrition World, completely redid Nutrition World years ago.
So Marlene and B. Wells over there now.
They are over there, and they are going to have a great array of IVs. In fact, the IVs are, at this point, is going to be a hydration boost, which is a lot of times when you're sick, one of the reasons you don't get well is because you don't have enough fluids, and it's hard to drink and absorb a lot when you've been ill, throwing up, diarrhea. For $99 for 30 minutes, you get a hydration boost, which is all your electrolytes. And secondly, energy boost. And it's going to have all the B vitamins, methylcobalamin, amino acids called arginine, which helps nitric oxide, and proline, and that's a pick-me-up. And then thirdly, it's an immunity boost, which is going to have all the nutrients to help the immune system. And then you can add on extras if you want more ascorbic acid or you want biotin for hair, skin, and nails. These are $20 add-ons. Wow. Nobody's going to do probably be able to compete with that. So that will be starting a soft opening on a Monday, actually.
Good for her.
The day after you hear this on the radio. So I'm thrilled to death of that. And we're going to have Chris, who's our physician's assistant, be there as a amazing, talented, experienced of years and years clinician in regard to walk-in people in sickness and helping to diagnose and treat. But it's going to be also from a perspective of integrative and adding a lot more of the toolbox of what do we do to not only get you over this hump, but to keep you healthy. It's about keeping you healthy, not just treating you when
you're
sick.
It's not just waiting till you're sick.
Right.
Yeah, let's try to keep you well. And then that way, maybe you won't be as sick, or if you do get sick, it's not the duration.
And it's not the duration.
Severity is not that bad, yeah.
Hey, I've given up thinking I won't ever get sick. My goal is the duration. Mm-hmm. You know, I had one bad day 2 weeks ago. We were doing a radio show, and I felt like crap.
Yeah, you crashed.
And it was the first time probably in a year or two, but it was 24 hours. Now, I have this stupid lingering little bit of... like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
What is it? I think it's a fungus and mold that's going around because of all the rain that just keeps me from getting totally well.
My question,
I feel fine.
Okay, but I've had this too. So my question is that the kind of stuff that should eventually clear up, or is this just the way we are now?
95% of people completely clear up.
Golly.
There are people who maintain a type of fungus within the lungs that takes a lot longer to do that.
Okay.
Was on Jed Mescon this week. Jed does fantastic at asking me. It's kind of like a machine gun. He asked me question after question from the audience.
The Jed gun. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and we're going to be posting some of those little scripts in little 1 minute increments. Mm-hmm. But every question from, again, the common man and common woman like yourself. And I really love doing that because I like machine gun questions like that. And I'm starting red light therapy big time. I'm just trying to advise what I'm into this week and this month. Red light therapy downstairs at John Carter's hyperbaric chamber.
I'm going to go try that. You mentioned it. I've got a little red light therapy thing at my house, but the bed, I got to try it. I actually think that would actually help me.
I think it can. Now, I did a modest deep dive already on red light the past 3 days, and red light is a certain spectrum of wave called nanometers, and it needs to be between 630 and about 740 nanometers. It only penetrates about 5 millimeters at best. Now, regular light won't penetrate very far at all, but a red light can go in. So it doesn't get to the lungs, I have to be honest, when going deep diving into this, but it does stimulate the immune system. It does make you have a tremendous amount of healing. A lot of collagen can be built definitely from that, and so it is a very beneficial thing. We're all a little bit of vein. My collagen, which is glue, is not the glue it used to be. That's why I have wrinkles and sagging skin.
Yeah.
So, it's safe, easy. It's 20 minutes twice a week. And especially if you need wound healing or you have some aches and pains, it definitely is helpful. So that is downstairs at Nutrition World. And I love red light therapy. In fact, the pamphlet here on the back is even for helping stretch marks, healing acne, tissue stimulation, collagen, skin smoothing, rosacea, repair sun damage, all the way down, anti-aging, appearance of scars, all that. Love the fact that it has now been researched to a point that it's not a gimmick. It's not a gimmick. And I want to talk about a new way that I have, I'm training for this contest. I know I'm rattling off at 100 miles an hour. I did take nicotine before I walked in here. And I won't.
I left the room 15 minutes ago. You just haven't noticed it yet. Yeah.
I'll be telling you.
I'm talking from another place.
3 milligrams of nicotine, and I am a motor mouth.
No crap.
Why I did that, I don't know. It just happened to be sitting in my car.
Stay tuned next week. You'll be on ketamine, and it'll come in. It'll be like he's talking in mud. He'll be like, have I talked about red light therapy yet? But yeah, dude, last week.
How does water buffaloes talk? Oh, I just heard that. Yeah,
that's right. Like, they're very smart, very articulate, concise. We're like wordsmiths. Yeah.
July 19th is the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and I will be in it for the third year. I'm only doing it because I love goals. I love finish lines. I love to put myself out there so that I give 100% on anything I do, like playing violin now, morning and night, every day, because I think we can get into what we call a velvet rut if we just want comfort, comfort, comfort. And I think we don't really find our passion when we're in the velvet rut. So, where all this was going, I really don't know.
Listen, man, I'm just following your nicotine high, dude.
Oh, nicotine.
We're all just wrapping our hand twice around the leather strap and letting it out of the chute, man. That's just hold on for 8 seconds. We all win.
Look, my take on nicotine, yes, I know it sounds weird, is that, you know, here's Mr. Mr. Wellness all the way down to the bottom of his belly button. But why is he doing nicotine? Hey, nicotine is a nootropic. It helps your brain to function better in short runs. It is addictive. But if you only use 3 milligrams 4 times a week, my deep dive is it has 0 side effects. It makes me think so clear and so fast as nobody can tell right now.
I just want you to know, because I know we're about to run to break in a minute. We started off with red light therapy. We went through your journey to compete in a bodybuilding competition. I was going to ask what music you're using. Then we're on the nicotine. And somehow I feel the radio podcast listeners are still with us. Because they're kind of used to this. They know that we move from topic to topic.
Hey, it's
what
like
kind of music are you using? Are you using the Viking music?
I didn't know. Thank you, Clint, for last
I didn't
year.
Know that. If you picked out a different song this year.
No. I am going to be a Viking with a special piece of equipment on stage that no one on earth has ever brought to a posing contest. No hints will be given. Okay, so
You just gave a hint. I don't know if you know how hints work. That's a hint, but okay. We're going to run and grab you a dictionary real quick.
Lastly,
I'm not giving a hint, but here's the hint.
I didn't give the hint, shut up.
It's something that's never been used before.
New take on how I'm burning body fat in the gym these last 7 weeks. It's all about zone two training. Zone two training is where you are out of breath. You can talk, but just really difficult. I could not do it on a treadmill. No matter what I did, unless I was running, and I don't want to run. So I got on the elliptical, and I hit 137 pulse a minute.
Uh-huh.
It's called beats a minute, or whatever you want to call it.
We're with you, Ed. Go, buddy. We're here.
And
we're
all good. I can't do 120 and above is where good things happen, and I can't get there. So the elliptical is my magic now. I am going to be on the elliptical for 7 straight weeks.
Have you ever used the skier? Have you ever tried the ski machine?
That's from 1970.
They've got one. They're new now.
You probably have one in your house.
I don't, but thanks for letting me contribute to the conversation, Ed, without making me feel like a piece of crap. You're so inclusive on this. No, so I like the skier. I love a Jacob's ladder. Have you ever used the old school Jacob's ladder?
Of course I have.
Okay,
I've been
that
in the gym
to me.
55 years. I've been in the gym longer than you've been alive.
I'm really not sure you need me today. I think you're pretty much carrying the show. I think it's all you. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Ed Jones on nicotine.
Listen, last note of the day for Nutrition World is Stacy told me I had to announce this.
Okay.
We now have supplements for horses. Horses. Mr. Ed says that we have supplements for horses.
I've never in my entire life been more happy that Cody is here and recording this for posterity's sake. Ed, neighing like a horse. We've gone through 8. I don't know what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show because you've been through your notes. But I have seen people on meth be slower than you today. I have watched people. I have talked to human beings on a meth high, and I have followed them more coherently than I have through this. You're a water buffalo. Nicotine. Bodybuilding.
Red light therapy.
Red light therapy. Nay. Nay, I say. Okay.
I'm sweating over here.
No crap,
I am actually sweating.
People listening to this are sweating. There are people right now out of breath listening to this. You hit their 120 beats per minute
by listening to this.
My cardio now is listening to Ed Jones talk on Sunday mornings.
All right, brother.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Hey, Clint, it's time to take a break, brother.
Couldn't come fast enough, man.
When we come back, we're going to have an interesting interview that will be 180 degrees different than this because we have a calm person coming in who will take me off my high. So that and more as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, I am staying with you, or actually not staying with you. I'm taking a break, and then I'm coming back with you. Thank you.
Yes.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer and healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Just want to hit one little note here. I see it in the news media over my past decades. There's always two teams fighting for their belief system or their power. We've had a ton of good postings in the national media regarding the value of nutrients, the green pharmacy. I mean, one just yesterday on vitamin D and how it just had, miraculous abilities to increase health. But what happens is the opposite side, that we're really that oppose us, who want to control us, will do anything to throw out some dirt. Well, I'm not going to talk much about it today because Dr. Kurt's going to talk about it next week. But there was, you know, headlines of NBC that turmeric has caused liver damage. The biggest, again, 90% of these have no basis. 10% does. And when they have the basis, I talk about them.
Right.
We learn from them. I know that over the history, I can probably count maybe 10 times over 30, 40 years where I was like, oh, crap, we were kind of wrong, and we need to make a change. We need to change doses, change the ingredients, or change something. 10 times in 40 years. Well, we're back into the war between them and us. So just keep in mind when you see these headlines, you dig deep if you want, look deeper and you'll see the flaws, or just listen to us and Dr. Kurt next week. We'll be talking about it.
I want to talk about it next week, but I think some people may not be able to tune back in.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, it's not turmeric that you guys have always been talking about as much. It's something that's called curcumin, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And we don't have to go into detail, but it's one, you can get one without the other. And I'm assuming.
Here's the thing. Turmeric is the plant. Curcumin is the active ingredient.
There you go.
When you pull the active ingredient out, turmeric itself really doesn't have any issues unless you take huge amounts or if it's grown wrong or processed wrong.
Right.
We make sure of all those with certificate of analysis. So even turmeric is fine, but I prefer curcumin due to multiple reasons.
And the reason I was throwing that out there is I didn't want people to go, is it good or bad in the middle of the week?
Good point. One of the great things, I think there's so many, if we look on the positive sides of life, you can see so many pluses that are happening. Here's a thing that I think COVID was part of this, a new way to screen for cervical cancer at home. I love home tests because so many people either can't afford it or they're fearful of the medical system. They don't want to get wrapped up in it and they need convenience. Well, the FDA has now approved for the first time a home cervical cancer screening test.
Wow.
It's known as the Teal Wand, T-E-A-L. The test allows women to collect a sample at home with a swab and certainly offers less of invasive alternative to traditional pelvic exam. That's the other thing. Some women just have such a fear of the pelvic exam. The test detects HPV, which is a major cause of cervical cancer, and will make it much easier to get diagnosed on your own.
Good.
I love that test.
No, that sounds awesome.
I know the military has changed their idea of what is physically fit. And, you know, I didn't make any comment about how crazy our first segment was either when I started this because we had a little break. But again, I apologize for the craziness.
Why are you apologizing? That's one of the best segments of radio we've had.
Yeah. Well, the nicotine's coming down now.
That's okay, man.
Okay.
Listen,
right.
Embrace that. If every show is the same, this is why people go, we got to listen next week. How the hell do I know what Ed's going to be on?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nicotine, ketamine, tequila.
Yeah, absolutely.
No sleep, don't apologize for good radio. Okay.
Yeah, we don't apologize for good radio here.
Hey, the military has lessened their standards over many, many years. Now they're upping the standards.
Yep.
They didn't tell the numbers of this, which you and I, Clint, would really love this, but now they have to do a 3-repetition maximum deadlift. Don't know what the weight of maximum means, but it's getting up there to where it's really hard. Second, a hand-release push-up. Hand-release push-ups are where you do a push-up, and then you drop to the bottom, and your hands have to come off the floor. Then you have to put them back on the floor, and you have to do another push-up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to do a good number. They, again, didn't say. Sprint, drag, and carry. They have to carry 2 40-pound kettlebells, and I love kettlebell training. Do you do that much?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it from time to time, maybe 2 or 3 times a month.
Yeah. I probably do it about that. I do it about every once a week maybe, and I carry, they're about 40 pounds, and I walk with them. Why do we do that? Because we need to work on balance as we age, and we need to work on hand grip strength, and we need to work on hips, and that does all of those with kettlebells. And so that's part of the new system in the military. I love seeing this. Next is the plank. The plank is to see how long you can sit in a plank position, which is, you know, flat out off the floor, your hands out. I did 4 minutes once, which about killed me, and I put it on YouTube, and I said, if anybody can beat me, you get a $100 gift card. Well, I had several people beat me on that one.
A plank?
A plank of 4 minutes.
The longest plank I've ever done is a minute and a half.
How hard it is.
I hated everyone on the planet.
Yes.
I would have been okay if the sun had eaten the earth at that point. I'd have been like, I'm completely okay with asteroids and fire bombs and tsunamis. Halfway into it, you're like, breathe. You think of your body. There's breath in, breath out. And then finally, you're like, all humans are waste of space on this planet. I hate everybody. Real quick, it looks like the minimum weight of a max is 140 on the deadlift for the man. So I think you have to do at least a 140 deadlift. I'm assuming it's by weight.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that you can't go lower than 140. I could be wrong, but I just AI'd to see.
That's interesting. I'm just glad to see standards going up.
Yeah, me too.
And Clint and I have, or the Fleem brothers, he called it.
I don't have any cough. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm perfectly healthy.
Well, I know that.
Perfectly healthy and happy.
You can have a cough and be healthy. I'm healthy and I have a cough. Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's all this rain and mold. And I'm taking 10 garlic pills a day, which I gave you some.
Yeah, I'm eating better, taking these supplements. You know when I didn't have a cough? When I was eating donuts.
That's true.
I did not have a cough. The sugar coated my phlegm, and I was well with the earth. And now I'm trying to... Kale apparently brings it out. But anyway, back to you, sir.
A study from the Brazil State University found that twice weekly weight training for 6 months preserved brain regions in people who had Alzheimer's. That was amazing. It said 5 of the 22 people in the resistance training group that had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's actually no longer met the critical criteria for their cognitive impairment. Weight training is magical, I truly believe. And it's hard for women to weight train because they weren't really brought up into that era. But they do weight train, but not as many as men, but they're not as comfortable. So I'm saying Mackie at our gym, Max Fitness, he is a one-on-one personal trainer. He's been with me 23 years, and he does so many older women who want to weight train.
Well, Jen is not old, my girlfriend. She's not old, but she is a weight trainer, and she's just never going to have dementia or Alzheimer's then because she is a beast. But she's I got a great story. Jeez almighty. Hell yeah. She's a physical beast, yeah. But in a good way, in a beautiful way. I will say this, though. My mom and dad have got back in the gym a couple months ago. They're going 3 to 4 times a week.
Both of them?
Oh, yeah. And my dad used to work out with me a long, go back many moons ago. I'm sitting at the table the other night during Memorial Day, right, holiday, and my mom looks over at me, and she's lost about 12, 15 pounds in the last couple months. They are religious going. And she looked at me, and she takes her arm, and she goes, "Hey, Bubba," because that's what they call me. I go, "What?" She goes, and she flexes. She goes, "She's got a bump. She's got a tricep." She says, "A little bump. I wonder if I felt it." And there's a tiny little knot there.
Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, "What do you think about that? A little horseshoe coming." I'm like, "Okay.
Here we go."
Mid-70s. They're in the gym. Hey, listen, look, they love it.
The whole sentence after that is, it's never too late.
Yeah, and it's they're doing it together.
Yeah.
They're meeting younger people as far as they're getting inspired, and people are like, "Oh, they're helping." They're finding out those young people are like, "Oh, we can help you show you how to do that workout." Mm-hmm. They're inspiring younger people, like, "Oh man, this is killer," you know. And it's just better for them. Anyway, back to your point, weightlifting when you get older.
There's a guy, a Crunch Fitness, who's 91 years old, and he's there almost every single day. And he is the biggest flirter with women I've ever seen in my life. I love that. He's my hero. Okay. 91, he still flirts.
Okay.
I
just say, way to change the topic. Good job. Yeah. Working out's fantastic. I like to flirt. Great. I'm glad science proved that in the Brazil university. They did that.
And now the women won't let their husbands go to the gym. I talk a lot about these forever chemicals. Forever chemicals will destroy some of the potency of your hormones. One, they're going to cause diseases. They create a lot more cancer risk. They damage your heart, and they come from everything from Saran wrap to bottled water to heating things in the wrong containers to the Teflon coatings on.
It's in the air we breathe.
It's in the air. It's somewhat
at this point in time.
It is. Yeah. Does that mean you just say, "Oh, to heck with it. It's too much. I can't do anything about it"? I don't think you should do that if you're wise, because about 80% of these chemicals can be eliminated if you just make different choices. Well, this was a new one. Now, I talk about this. I always have had a campaign against 2 alcoholic beverages, and that is beer and wine. They are destroying the health of anyone who drinks it more
than one. But not whiskey?
Whiskey's on a scale of 1 to 10 is about a 5. 10 is the worst damage, and that's beer and wine.
Okay.
Now, again, tequila is the best because of multiple reasons. I did a podcast on that through Nutrition W, where I rated the 10 different alcohols. And tequila mixed with lemons, you got to have lemons and you have to shake it, will not elevate blood sugar. I had the continuous glucose monitors for 6 weeks. I've had many clients who I put this recommended continuous glucose monitors, and they came back and said, "Hey, when I drink your drink," which actually Portofino has on the menu, "then they don't have any elevations of blood sugar." That's huge.
Yeah.
That in itself is huge. That means less weight gain, less insulin. But here's the news headlines from 2 days ago that beer drinkers beware. Scientists find forever chemicals are far exceeding even the EPA limits in American brews. And the thing is, the ones that don't have it are the ones from Holland and Mexico. They didn't have any forever chemicals. But it doesn't matter. Beer has so many negative components. Moldy grains make it.
Yeah.
Glyphosate, which is Roundup, is in every bottle you drink. Tequila doesn't. Agave's much better, healthier. So I'm just on the campaign.
So Mexico and Norway?
Holland.
Holland, I mean? Okay, yeah. No one calls them when the crap hits the fan either, though. So, just so we know. Yeah, they call the Americans with all their plastics in the beer. That's when things go bad in the world, nobody's going, quick, get Norway on the phone.
Well,
that no means, one's doing that.
So that means we just need to drink glyphosate filled.
Maybe one of the reasons we're such badasses is we got these forever chemicals,
so
and our body's like, we will just live with it. We're just living.
Interesting
with it.
Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
From the PhD of East Ridge. Okay,
this is why I'm dealing with water buffaloes. Listen to nothing Clint Powell says.
I wonder how many minutes we have left. Is what I'm wondering, because we have 18 and 13. And we're now up to 12. Do you know what?
Well,
that
that's math.
Is?
I mean, I'm not really good at this. Well, but that's 25, 35. It looks like you're around 43 minutes. I think you probably, we might want to take a break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, co-pilot.
You're welcome,
this
sir.
This is why I like
there's a mountain here.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Pull up, Ed. Pull up. All right. It's going to time to take a break. We come back more of this, whatever you want to call it, as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done each week now for over 7 years. If you've listened to me over this platform or any of the other platforms that kind of Nutrition World's had over the past many years, or 46 years, but of course, social media really only about 12 strong years, you know, I'm kind of out there, I guess I will say, as far as my belief system on health. You know, I really value placebo-controlled studies. I like science, but I also know there's a lot of parts to that puzzle that cannot be tested into that arena. I mean, tell me right now, if you went to any hospital, could they test you for your gratitude, your health, your anger, your frustration? No, there's none of that, because those are certainly emotions. And in that is a whole system that can detract or add to our health and well-being. Today, I have a gentleman that I really, really had an interesting conversation with my daughter, Katie, and Dr. Dave from Tonal Spine. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks, Ed. It's great to be here.
You do something different than almost anybody. I know that, you know, there's a couple other practitioners in town who feel the same belief system philosophically of, and I'm not even going to put words in your mouth, what are we talking about? Because the goal of what we're talking about is better life and health for individuals. What are you talking about, and how in the heck did you get into that?
Wow. You know, we live our lives through our nervous system. And we condition it, we design it, and oftentimes we get to a point in our life where we realize that it's not giving us the output that we would like to see mm-hmm. in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, people experience anxiety or chronic pain or all different types of illnesses, and a lot of people don't realize that the conditioning of the nervous system can limit you from that or optimize it, and it really comes down to how much energy and information your nervous system can process.
And that's not a, you can't see that on a blood test.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know, in 46 years, I've seen a lot of people who almost are paralyzed in their life and they don't have anything physiologically wrong. And many don't ever get better because this system sometimes needs assistance. And there's not many practitioners who understand what you've just said, and they certainly are very few who know how to, I guess, balance that system. So was there a turning point for you that gave you this epiphany, or what happened?
You know, there was definitely a series of events. At the point in my life that I decided I wanted to be a chiropractor, it's because I wanted to be the change I want to see in the world, and chiropractic made a huge impact on me. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was not exposed to network spinal care, which is what I do at Tonal Spine. I found that at chiropractic school. And the first time I found it was my very first quarter there. And to be honest, I thought it was a little bit odd. And I realized at that moment that there was something fascinating there, but I didn't understand enough about what chiropractic in general was doing to the nervous system. So I waited. And about a year later, in chiropractic school, we practice on each other. Mm-hmm. So I had never had any hip issues. And at that point, I had a major hip issue. And I was seeing one specific doctor that was known and really well for doing the hip adjustments and trying to get better. And the most I could make was about 3 days without being in pain. And at that point, I decided to go back and check out this, you know, interesting and unique technique, network spinal care. And
it's called network spinal care.
Yeah, okay. Network spinal. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the doctor presenting at that seminar, and he really spoke a philosophy that I felt answered a lot of the questions that I was not hearing answered while I was in chiropractic school.
And we're not talking adjustments.
You know,
are we?
It is. You could call it an adjustment. We refer to it as an entrainment, because we're doing is helping the nervous system find a place of coherence between all of the different parts, so that the whole nervous system is operating together in concert together. And so this is some of the things that I heard that speaker talking about, and it spoke my language. I got a chance to lay down on a table, and there was this very gentle contact on what's called the sacro tuberous ligament, which is right at the bottom of the sacrum as it meets the sit bones. And there was this pause, this quiet moment, and this wave of emotion moved through my fascia, through my whole body. And I started to just involuntarily move my hips, and I knew something profound happened. And, you know, I'm also evaluating. I'm in chiropractic school. I'm learning what it is that I want to deliver. So I decided I'm not going to let anybody touch me until pain comes back. I want to see what happens. And so about 3 weeks later was when I realized that I was still out of pain. So that's when I really started to be under network spinal care.
How cool. Now, how much of this blockage is emotional blockage or trauma within the life of a person? Is there a lot of that?
Absolutely.
Yes. And that's where I, you know, I fear for so many people who, I think as Americans, we run from a lot of darkness and a lot of fear, and we bottle it up and we shove it down. Mm-hmm. And I always say this, I've said this hundreds of times, we have a pretty big basket to hold that, and there's a point where it gets to the top. And when it does, symptoms start occurring. And that's why you dance around all the pharmaceuticals, even the nutraceuticals and the magic formulas, and nothing works, because there's a part of us that has to address this other part of trauma that is poisoning us.
That's right.
And real quickly, and I know I've read this many times, the amount of, and I don't think people have any idea how hard of a study it is to become a chiropractor. You have so many hours that are equal to a medical doc in so many categories. No, not surgery. No, not pharmaceuticals. But in so many areas, I wish that people understood that a good chiropractor is very skilled and also worked very hard to get to where you are. So many don't know that. And of course, the traditional medical model is never really clapping hands for you in most cases. So back to what you do. Explain a little bit further, like what would a patient expect?
Well,
what
can would I you ask, do? Can yes, I ask a question? How? So what, when you explain the network thing, what is it? Is it touching specific nerves? Is it, because this is a place I'm completely naive. Is it a rubbing? Is it a touch? Is there... What is it exactly? And then how does it work? If you don't mind, because I'm sure you have to answer this on the... Look at him smiling already. He's like, thank you for asking the question I get asked 400,000 times a day. So I'm interested because I've heard Katie talk about it, and she raves. Okay. And she's told me I need it, and I'm telling her she doesn't. She's wrong. But go ahead, sir. I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear what it is.
Yeah. So there's something called a nonspecific stimulus. And really what that means is that, you know, if you have something so gentle, maybe a sound... You open up, you lean forward. What is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a touch, something really gentle. See, this is what the state you want the nervous system in when you are trying to, or helping the nervous system to absorb and make an impact and really wake up to what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be safety. And so a very gentle contact can actually be way more impactful than a hard thrust.
Mm.
And so the nervous system, when there's this quiet little contact, and where we do these are on what we call spinal meningeal contact points, and it's essentially where nerves come out of the spine and meet fascia in that general location.
Okay.
And when that contact's made in that area, what's actually happening is something really beautiful. So when we have an experience, right, the experience isn't just emotional, it's not mental, it's not physical, it's just an experience. And in that experience, we have an emotional reaction, we have a consciousness of our perception, and then we have a physical reaction. And you can think about the physical as into the posture, and also it's the nature of like what a polygraph is. It's
okay.
Like every thought, every emotion, there's a change in the physiology of the body. So when I'm looking at that tension in the postural system, in the body, this is defense. Hey, how's it going? You're laying on my table, you doing good? Yeah, I'm great. Okay, well then why is all this defense in your body? And that's what Ed talked about earlier. This is the accumulation of unintegrated life traumas, life stresses. We all have it. And so when that contact is made, it wakes the brain up and reconnects the higher brain, not just the survival brain, but the higher brain to what's actually happening in the body.
I didn't know we had anything other than a survival brain. What are you talking about? Yeah.
You and a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it wakes that up, and that's when people have that deep breath that happens, and then the exhale. A lot of times there's an emotional reaction, because what's happening is the whole system's tone is changing. The consciousness, the emotion, and then the physical representation, they're all one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that changes. All of that becomes integrated, coherent, and now that individual is having a present moment. They're no longer living through the stimulus of the past. And that's where the magic really is. Yeah.
Fear destroys our health, and it's so locked into almost everyone of some sort. You can't live without having some issues, traumas, heartbreaks, anger, angst that we process is fine, but we don't process it very well as Americans. We overwork it. I over-exercised it most of my life. That was my technique. Many of us drink too much. And, you know, of course, then it ends up you have to take pharmaceuticals to kind of manage your day. And none of that's reaching down to the ultimate real reasons of why it's happening. And, you know, because I've been doing this so long, you know, I've been to Rev many times, which is a similar philosophy. Mm-hmm. I also go to a lady named Molly out in Trenton, and she also uses similar techniques. I have at times felt a shift, and I like the word shift very much, because this word really is a strong word to me. I feel normal, and then somebody does your technique to me, and it's like, what in the world just happened? Right. And I can be emotional. I know people who get, you know, can throw up. I know people who cry for many minutes out of nowhere.
That's when someone told me that, that's when I asked. I said, so is it because I've had deep tissue, and Mackie's, you know, helped my shoulder. Mm-hmm. So I've cried with Mackie.
That's pain.
I guess that's my point, though. When I associate tears and that kind of reaction, I'm associating with somebody's on that spot that I've had a lot of hurt to, and they're, you know, my pain. And so when she was telling me, I was like, so it's like a deep tissue? Like, no, it's just like slight touch. I'm like, what? And then I hear the second person say it, and then I hear Ed say it, and then I hear a third. I'm a fourth person. I'm like, okay, that's why I'm glad you were here today, because I was like, I've got to figure this out. I got to understand how he does and manipulate. Because you said the word adjustment earlier, and he said it's not really an adjustment. And you smiled. It is an adjustment. It's just not the adjustment that how we've defined it, right?
That's right.
It's a bigger adjustment.
There's no bones cracking.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. And I feel that that's a benefit too, to have certainly chiropractic adjustments. I certainly do that once a week myself. Some of us at this table are scared to death of that. They've expressed that to me. His name is
I've got weak spots in my neck. Nobody's grabbing my neck and jerking on that thing, man. I can't turn it to the left. So yeah, I don't need to be.
Oh, you can't turn it to the left, but yet you don't want an adjustment.
No, because I don't want somebody to turn it to the left, force it, and snap. And then I'm eating, you know, talking through a straw. I don't want that at all. I'm interested in this. How long have you been doing this technique?
So I've been doing this here in Chattanooga for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 9 years.
And response is through the roof? People are loving it.
Yes. 100%, yeah.
He's smiling. I'm like, man, this is
now great. So when you have a newbie, somebody just came into your office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have to talk about a lot of stuff, or can you sense the imbalances without a lot of discussion?
It doesn't take much.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. When you're in that chair a lot, and people wear it. Mm. You see it. Mm-hmm. And I can see people walking around town. I can see it very clearly.
Have you gotten better at asking questions?
Very much.
But I mean, people that don't understand, that's a skill.
It's taken me a good while to get that skill, but yeah. Absolutely.
How do you balance yourself?
Ooh, that's a great question. A lot of ways. Mm-hmm. You know, one component of the work that I do, so I'm the only person that does network spinal care here. Mm-hmm. And it is very specific, and it does move through essentially a process of healing. And there is a program that the creator of it, Donnie Epstein, has mapped out called the 12 Stages of Healing, which is essentially using breath work, body position, perception, consciousness, those things I mentioned earlier are all fused together, but it's a practice that you can do on your own. And so I rely on that a lot. It's basically each stage brings in the energy of that specific healing. You know, Einstein said you can't solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, it's the same consciousness that you need in order to really access that energy of that emotion and to bring that forward into your being. And so I rely on that a lot. That's one of the things I do. I also meditate. Mm-hmm. Lifelong meditator.
Yep, same here.
Yep.
Can one more question?
No,
So he said you got a newbie. Let me kind of refine that, or maybe ask it a different way. Who's a good client for you? Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is it somebody that has hip pain? Is it somebody that has emotional pain? Is it yes to all above? They've tried. Like when they come to you, who is the client that you see the most of and you go, I can really help that person?
You know, so the first part of that, yes to all.
Yeah.
So it's all dysfunctions of an overwhelmed nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic pain, emotional pain, even things like anxiety, perception, motivation, depression, all of those things. The defining feature is really somebody that understands when they may not know it when they come in, but when I talk about the nervous system and the conditioning of your non-integrated life experiences, mm-hmm. that's what the healing is. It's not just about the pain going away. The pain is here to interrupt your life so that you can really connect. Because life isn't about survival. It's not about productivity. Life is about connection. It's about deep connection to the essence of life. Mm. And I believe that when you are not walking that, your nervous system, your body, your spirit, however you want to see it, will wake you up and draw you in with pain. Mm-hmm. So somebody that really recognizes that this is an opportunity to create a shift in their life.
Mm. I love that because I really feel that pain is a knocking at the door, and most of us ignore it year after year after year. The knock gets louder, and finally, you know, bad things start happening to the physical body and the emotional body. And then we turn in circles and chase ourselves like a dog chasing its tail to no avail. And I am so connected to exactly your philosophy. Do I still take my 62 vitamins a day? Yes. Do I go to the gym? Yes. All these are important things. Do I eat very healthy? Yes. Do I try to sleep better? All those are so important, but this emotional freezing within ourselves and neurological freezing, we can't overcome with a knife and fork. We have to do a practice. I think a practice is where it's at. So tell people if they want to contact you, where you are, your website, and more information, please.
So my website is tonalspine.com.
Spelled.
Yep, T-O-N-A-L, mm-hmm. So like a musical tone. tonalspine.com. So contacting me through that website is really the best way. You can also book your first consultation. The first part of that is always free. I want to make sure that you're in the right place, we're in alignment. So we're going to talk, I'm going to learn your history. That part is always free. And as long as we both agree that the next step forward is to do an exam, we scan the nervous system. So we look at how the nervous system's adapting. We have a computerized adaptation exam that we use. Okay. So we can actually scan like in three different areas. How are we adapting? Like your nervous system's not adapting in this area mm-hmm. or this one. So we do that and give you great information mm-hmm. for a good decision going forward. You can also call my call my office at 423-498-3330. And that's the two best ways.
Wonderful. I love it because this will ring with people, I think, that have never heard it before, and it will make such good sense, and they may take steps forward. And I know one young girl who's going to take a step forward in about an hour, which is my daughter, will be coming to see you, I think, today.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us, Dr. Dave, very much at Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a lot more good notes to, again, empower yourself, that plus more, as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hi.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell. Want to announce some of the events coming up soon at Nutrition World. We have a billboard up and we have a lecture coming talking about the harmful effects of glyphosate. But what I want to tell people about this, Katie's told me the story, but there's a local, I think he's local or he's as far away as Nashville as it would be the furthest. He has invented a non-chemical weed killer that doesn't harm anything in the environment. It's brand new. He somehow stumbled upon it through whatever reasons, and he's going to be here talking about this new chemical-free weed killer that hopefully can actually change the world on June 10th at 6 p.m. So anyone out there into regenerative farming or into this whole concept, please sign up at nutritionw.com under events on June 10th, 6 p.m. free. And then next is, we've had her on the show once. Katie is her name, K-I-T-I-E, and it's on optimizing your fertility. Mm. This lady is such an expert and a deep diver into why aren't people able to have children like they used to. Well, we talked about forever chemicals. Those are really damaging some of this whole process of fertility. And not only fertility, but we want healthy fertility. Because part of the reason that we're having more problems is not just the woman. The men's sperm can be, you know, less effective or less healthy. And both parties need to have help on this. Nutritionally, the most powerful weapon is still the knife and the fork. And then secondly is adding the right nutrients to not be deficient. Thirdly is leading a cleaner life of proper choices. So that's June 12th at 6 p.m. Under the events section. Please sign up for Optimize Your Fertility. If anyone's out there, I don't know if you're interested, Clint, on your fertility. Put that on your calendar. Yeah.
Of all the things in my life right now, my fertility is probably the best of my systems. Yeah, I'm optimized that one the best. If you took all my systems and said which ones are going best for Clint.
Does anybody care?
Yeah, I do. I talk to myself all the time. I'm like, how much I care about that on my couch. Yeah, I go, damn, I really care about this.
Well, see? You never know. You could start another family.
Okay. Now you're just getting a little crazy. Now you're just getting a little crazy, a little nuts. Nicotine's wearing off.
That would be like me with that same statement toward me. I'd be running the other way.
Yeah.
I've got that t-shirt.
What, running the other way?
Yeah. Raising a kid.
Oh, yeah. You have. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That was a pretty darn exciting show.
I was going to say this before you leave. This, to me, has been one of the best shows we've had. A really good guest, very thoughtful, very articulate. We have had, I think, some great information. You've gone through some stuff on all kinds of different things. And it's been very entertaining. In the radio business, this is called infotainment.
Oh, info.
Yes, you give information while you're entertaining. You combine the two words and you get info cough-tainment. Info cough-tainment.
Hey, but we got just about 45 seconds. Tell people about Crimecast. I came in on the tail end of this unbelievable podcast that you have to listen to on something local.
Yeah, we got another one, big one coming up too. I'll hint about it later. But yeah, on the Nuga Podcast Network, I have 8 podcasts. The Crimecast, I host the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We just did one with the 2 lead detectives. Of a huge team of detectives and people in the police department and the attorneys. On the Jason Chin Jasmine Pace trial, the young lady that was tragically murdered, stabbed 60 times, the story behind how they got there and just the demented brain behind it is a fascinating yet horrible conversation. You can find it at thecrimecast.com.
And you're going to hear stuff on there that Clint kind of told me a few points. I got cold chills.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Because you're not going to see this, read this in the paper. You're not going to even see it on Dateline.
They did the Dateline, and this is stuff that was left out of Dateline because they just didn't have the room for it. In 54 minutes, you can't put 2 hours in there.
Well, just wonderful what you're doing.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 to almost 38, we'll have a new one soon, staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.